Mm-hmm. And that's how I met my wife at that time. Well, I went to work in a butcher shop. I became a meat cutter. Mm-hmm. Trades. I was a meat cutter, and her grandfather owned a restaurant, and she's come in and buy meat. And when she was about 12 years old, I was working at Lakeside Park in Denver, amusement park.
Uh-huh.
And she's come by, and I used to run a ride. You do a ride there, and she's come and just watch, I guess. Uh-huh. So I kept in touch with her until she was about 17, and we got married.
Okay.
And I still got her 50 years later.
Wow. So she's a bit younger than you.
Yeah, she is.
You know how many years?
Let's see, she was 17, I was about 29.
So about 11 or 12 years.
Yeah, 11 or 12. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's less of a gap than I thought, because I thought the lady next door was your wife. I came in and I said, is Joe here? And she said, you mean my husband or my son? And I said, well, I guess it must be your husband. And she's like, no, that must be my dad.
Yeah.
A lot of Joes.
Yeah.
Are they all named after you? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's your daughter-in-law.
Was it who? This girl?
Yeah, over here.
Oh, next door?
Yeah.
That's my daughter.
She's your daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, so she just married somebody.
She's a school teacher here.
Okay.
In Wilson.
Oh, okay.
And I have another daughter that's a RN.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have another daughter that teaches in the university in Pueblo, different times, languages.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, I have another daughter here. They own a big ranch up here. And then I have another daughter that owns a restaurant and liquor business in Colorado City.
How many daughters do you have? Was that five or?
I got six daughters and three sons.
Wow, that's quite a family.
Yeah.
Vicky's
the oldest.
Vicky?
She's
the one next door?
She's the oldest.
And Sarah's one of your daughters too?
She's my granddaughter.
Okay, all right. I missed that grandfather part.
Yeah.
Okay, so. How many of them live around here? Like half of them live in this area?
Well, let's see. I have Mickey here, and Gina's here, Catherine's here, and Susan, she lives up in Colorado City, which is about 50 miles from here.
Yeah.
And then one in Pueblo.
Okay. Do any of them live way outside the area then?
No.
Oh, no. Well, that's good.
Pueblo's about the farthest.
So do you see them quite a bit?
Yeah.
Pretty regular?
Yeah, pretty regular. In fact, the nurse is coming up pretty soon. She's supposed to come up soon.
Okay.
Today's her day off. She works at the prison.
Okay.
She has a very, very, very good job.
The Walsenburg one or the?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I saw that.
Yeah, she has a very good position.
Okay. Sounds like they were all, well, at least some of them were pretty well educated.
They're all educated.
Got college.
I love some college degrees.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about Gardner. I know nothing about it.
You know nothing about Gardner?
I know nothing about it except I've passed through a few
times. Well, there's only one building. It's the oldest building in town. And it's that big blue building there in the middle of town.
Uh-huh.
And at one time, it was German.
The town was German?
German.
Okay.
And then somehow it became Hispanic,
mm-hmm.
and they intermarried, German and Hispanic, like my son-in-law next door.
Uh-huh.
He's got a German name.
How's that spelled, do you know? Oh, okay, right.
German. And his grandmother,